Hello?
Hello there, is it Archie?
Yep, who's there?
Yeah, it's Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal, Archie. We've received an inquiry in regards to the Scottish Children's Home from yourself.
Yep.
So we're just giving you a call really to start set up and get the ball rolling for you. Now, was you in a children's home in the past, Archie?
Yeah, I was. I
You
was a
was, no problem.
runaway
So I could
kid.
only see.
I was a
You was,
runaway kid
no
from
worries.
the age of 10.
Okay.
I was
And
put
just to
in
confirm, is that...
there, I was put in there, through the police, in
By
the
the police,
social work
okay.
department.
Okay, and Archie, could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, pal?
It's the 6th of the 4th, 1987.
Perfect. And your door number and your current postcode?
It's 20 Athelstan Terrace, Croydon.
Yep. And the postcode?
KE66HY.
No worries, let's have a look for you. You are coming up as our first in Terrace, so that's great. That's fine, let's just get this addressed down for yourself. Okay. Checking this, this is taking a while to load. Just to confirm, it's number 20, yeah?
Yeah, 20 Arthurstone Terrace.
Perfect. Now, have you ever been known by any other names apart from Archie Kennedy Brown?
I used to dress up when I was younger and call myself
Yep.
Akasha, but I never like went there properly, if that makes sense.
Yep. No, it's fine, but you were never known to any staff or residents at the children's home, was that, no?
Say that again.
Would you ever known by any of the staff? Any name changes on by law? So have you ever changed your name by law?
No.
No. Okay. And who is your local
I've kept
GP surgery
my
at the moment?
biological name.
Okay,
Sorry.
no worries. Who is your local GP surgery at the moment?
It's a Riverside Coyton.
Riverside. And where's that? Where is that in, sorry?
That's in Croydon as well.
How are you spelling Coyleton?
COYOTON. Coyle. Ton.
Yep, let's have a look.
Riverside Medical Practice.
Riverside Medical Practice. Let's have a look. Medical Practice. Should be able to find it there. Yeah, I think we found it. Good stuff. Okay, no problem there. And how old are you at the moment, Archie?
I'm 38.
38, no problem.
But
And what are your parents'
I get
names?
raped at 12, so I did. And the police didn't tell my parents.
Okay. But the police have records of that, is that right?
Well, the police, I don't know what they wrote down, but they didn't
Yep.
pursue trying to get the paedophile that done it to me, even though there was like cameras and all that, and
Yep.
they should have been able to have got him, to be honest. He was on a push bike.
No, definitely. He
The
definitely should
guy
have.
that raped me in Glasgow.
Yeah. And did
But
you know before you went into care about that?
there was other men that was grooming me in the community before this.
Yeah. Like I say, we'll make a note of all that once we take your statement in a moment. This is just the questions you need to ask to get the form done. So, do you know where you lived before you went into care, Archie? What address you was living at?
Yeah, I was living at 21 Dumillan Road.
You know how you're spelling that? How you spelling that one? DU.
DAL, DAL,
Yep.
MILLING Road.
And where is it? Is it
Sorry,
in Glasgow?
Rye, sorry. My mum and dad used to live at Dumillan Drive and they moved to
Going
Dumillan
down.
Road. So it
Okay.
was Dumillan
No,
Drive that
that's
I was staying at the time.
fine. Yeah, no worries. And have you got any brothers or sisters at all, Archie?
Yeah, I've got two sisters.
Yeah, and what are their names, pal?
It's Sharon Brown and Michelle Brown.
Okay, no problem. It's fine. Okay. And how old was you when you got placed into care, Archer? How old actually was you?
I wasn't in care very long, but I was. I tried to run away from there as well, and I ended up getting pushed back into going back to my mum and dad's house.
Yep.
Where I wasn't happy either. There was a lot of fighting and arguing on with my parents.
How old was you when you went into care, though? How old was you actually driving when you went in?
Probably about maybe about 10 or 11.
10 or 11, okay, fine. And do you know what care home it was you were placed into? Which one it was?
It was Coyle.
I think I've got a note of it actually from when you did the inquiry.
It was the old Coyle when it wasn't the new one. The flattened building that was there.
Was it Coyle and Children's Home?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Now, Archie, if something was happening to you in the next year or so, who would you like your beneficiary to be if you're unable to get the money? Who would you like to get the money in your place if you're unable to get it?
If I can't get it.
Yeah, so if obviously God forbid it was something like that.
It would be my sister, Michelle.
Yeah. Michelle. Okay. Do you have a number for Michelle at all, a telephone number?
No, because I've not actually told her that I'm doing this.
You've not? No, we'll leave that blank for now then. It's not a problem. Okay, no problem there.
I'm tired of being pushed out and not getting justice and not even getting an apology for anything that's happened to me.
Yeah. Not understandable.
People with power keep telling me that I shouldn't pursue it, and it really upsets me to think they're telling rape victims not to pursue it.
No, exactly. They shouldn't be doing that at the end of the day.
I was then sent to like psychiatric places and evaluated, and again they would just want to talk about what happened to me. They wouldn't want to actually help me deal with what had happened. They just wanted to talk about like the sex aspect.
Yeah. Now, obviously, I know some of that happened before you went into care, but when you was in Coyleton House, like out in Children's Home, what kind of abuse was you facing there?
I get picked on a lot with the kids. There was one girl that protected me in there, though, but she ended up killing herself.
Oh, that's not good to hear. And other than that, was the staff mean to you, or...?
Her name was Shona McGee.
Yep. Make a note of that for you, so Shona McGee. So you were picked on by the kids, and were the staff of them mean to you as well?
They singled me out and they would manipulate me into thinking that I was stupid and that I was wrong and that I should be thankful for the help.
Yeah. Okay, so one thing we do need now, Archie, just for the claim, we would need photo ID and proof of address. So this would be either a driving licence, a bus pass, or a passport. So any of those three.
I've only got a disability pass.
That should be fine. So that'll be fine for the ID then. We just need a letter to prove where you live. So if you look at your WhatsApp message on your phone, I've just sent you over a quick message. It'll say, hi, please take a clear photo. Photo ID and a letter to prove your address. So if you can open that message for me, Archie, then all I need you to do is take a picture of your disability badge and then take a picture of like a letter. The letter just needs to be dated within the last 3 months. That's it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do that now.
No worries. While you're doing that, I'm just going to get another form sent to you what we need signing, just so we can continue, obviously, go to the third party and obviously go to the authorities and get the correct documents for you, claim. So just bear with me a second while I do this. Like I say, while I'm doing this, if you just get that sent over, that'd be great. So,
what is it come under? The email, is it criminal injuries?
No, it's a WhatsApp. I've sent you a WhatsApp on your phone. WhatsApp.
Oh, sorry, WhatsApp. I'm in my email. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh no worries.
So I suffer from PTSD. Sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, here it is. Please take a clear photo.
So just include all edges to make sure all of that. So when you take a picture of the ID, make sure the full ID's in there. And the same with the letter.
I'll do my address. Okay. Yeah. And then this one.
So with that one, Archie, we would need a picture of the full letter. So just the full letter and a picture of it.
Oh, do you need the full letter of the disability thing?
Yeah, I'll send a picture of both.
Okay, 2 seconds. I've sent the two. I'll just send another.
Yep, so that one's great.
Sorry about the writing. Hopefully that's okay.
No, don't worry. Don't worry at all. Yep, let's have a look. Perfect. That's great, Archie. That's great. So that works perfectly fine. So last thing we need from you now, Archie, will just be our signed documents. So I'm just in the process of sending this over now. So just to confirm, got your email is archieb570@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Fantastic. No problem there. Now, before I do send this out, I need to do a small script to explain your funding options clearly. So there are 3 ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor to act on your behalf who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where it's £2,000 is paid by government, the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us, of course, under a private agreement. So we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, the great news for you today, actually, like I say, it's just done on a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you are unsuccessful for any reason whatsoever, you will not be charged a penny. Only on a successful claim, actually, the solicitors do take a fee of 16%. Like I say, we are one of the cheapest in the country for this currently. Including VAT, it's 20%, of course. That's including VAT. Now, Andy, what we're going to do now there, I'm going to send this over to you now, Archie. So if you look at your text message in a moment, you're going to receive a text from myself. It'll be from Ben Jacobs, and it'll have a document in there just for you to sign. So just bear me 2 seconds while I get this sent over for you.
WhatsApp again? Yeah.
No, it'll go text message and email. You'll get both. If you look at your text message in the next 30 seconds, it should be there for you. Now, all you need to do, Archie, is open the documents, and then just one box for you to sign, and then confirm your name.
Okay.
Should be there any moment. It's from Zoho, but it'll be from myself, Ben.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Perfect. So, like I say, with that one, if you click the link, it'll take you to a box where you just need to confirm your name is correct. Second box, it'll say signature. If you click that, it'll give you 3 signatures you can choose from.
Go to proceed to document. Yeah.
That's the one, pal. That's the one. Yep.
That's that.
So once you've done that, you just click finish for me at the top.
Go to the bottom here.
Yeah, so it should make you do confirm your name and then sign it, and then it should just say finish at the top.
Sorry, I'm just going through them all.
No worries. Should just take you to the box once you open the link.
I'm nobody good with technology, sorry. I'm for the 1987.
No, don't worry about it. So that's all done for you, Archie. So the next step now, like I say, the solicitors will be in touch in around a month to go through the rest of the details. But at the moment, it's just the inquiry. So what we'll do now is we'll get your APP number from the redress scheme, which is your application number. And then once we've got that, we'll be back in touch to obviously proceed with the case for you there, Archie. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Perfect. No, if you need us at all, just send us a quick WhatsApp or give us a call on this number, Archie. Okay?
Thank you. if you can get a hold of me, could you maybe give me a message, like a text message?
Yeah, I can do that. It's not a problem. I'll make sure I do that. I'll put a note down, say for text or WhatsApp. It's okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Cheers, Archie. Have a good day.
Bye.